Hello, and welcome to the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I'm Carl from selfsufficienthub.com, and I'm here to talk about all things self-sufficiency, all things homesteading, and about how we can reduce the gap between our consumption and our production. Sustainability and food security matters. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I hope you're all safe and well. Well, where have I been? Goodness me, everyone. I've got an awful lot to catch you up on, but I just first want to start with an apology. I have never, ever, ever done this before. Just had to basically disappear off the radar, not just here, but on the YouTube channel as well. And I've had lots of people sending me emails and messages just checking that I'm okay. I am okay. Everything is okay. I'm just absolutely been hit in the face with real life commitments over the last couple of weeks, and it's kind of scuppered all of my plans. Last time we spoke, or, you know, depending on whether or not you follow the YouTube channel, last time we spoke, we were probably talking about my September challenge, which I just started. And then I just disappeared, didn't I? So massive apologies to all of you. If you've been following me for some time, you'll have become familiar with me being quite a regular guy, quite steady. And I'm usually very, very reliable. And if I say I'm going to speak to you next week, I'm going to speak to you next week. And if I say I'm going to speak to you on Friday, then on Friday I'll be speaking to you. And I've let you all down, those of you who rely on me for that. So I can only apologize. But it's just been an absolutely crazy period for me and my family. And it's just meant I've had no time, absolutely no time, not a second to record anything. Now, I just want to get a few things out of the way right off the bat. The first thing I want to say is I'm not going anywhere. Self-Sufficient Hub isn't going anywhere. The podcast isn't going anywhere. And my presence on YouTube isn't going anywhere. However, it is going to have to take a short break, because I'll explain the reasons for it in a second. But basically, it's just untenable for me right this second for me to find the time to produce the content that I'd like to produce. So as you will probably be expecting, at the end of September, we were going to take our end of season break, which usually lasts about a month. And I'm basically just having to bring that forward. So I'm going to be calling it a day on season two of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast as of this recording. And I'll be taking about a month off, and then we will be back as usual, full powered in, well, about a month's time. But basically what's happened is my job as a builder has taken a bit of a turn. It was kind of expected, but I didn't expect it to be quite this intense. I've basically just taken on a huge project. It's a £500,000 project. And I'm, for the first time in several years, I've hired lots of staff, and I'm running everything on a really, really big job. All on my own, doing lots of paperwork. I'm having to spend lots of evenings doing paperwork, costings, getting information to people, requesting information from people. I'm doing all of the accounts and all of the peripheral stuff that comes with a building project. Lots and lots of health and safety paperwork, etc., etc. And then during the day, I'm running the project itself, organizing materials and labor. And there just hasn't been a spare moment in my day. Now, in terms of my life in general, you know, this is a game that I want to be getting out of in the medium term. I don't want to be a builder, but this particular project, the client is someone I've worked for before. I developed five houses for them on a project a few years ago. He's a fantastic guy to work for. And this is an opportunity for me financially to take a big step forward in my long-term goals. So this is very much a means to an end. But it does mean that in the very short term, I'm just incredibly tied up. Now, once everything is up and running and everything's off the ground, it will be far less intensive. But as it stands at the moment, I'm working a crazy number of hours. I'm getting up really, really early. Today I was up at 5:15, starting work pretty much straight away. And then when I get home, there's lots and lots of paperwork to do. But at the same time, I'm also doing things like running my foraging courses that are all booked up. That's literally what I did today, actually. I've just come home from a foraging course. And then I'm also running the household, or at least my part in that. I don't do all of that, but I do some of the household running. Obviously, I do a lot of the cooking. I'm still doing that. And I'm tending my plants, preserving all of those things. As I record this, I've got a chicken in the slow cooker downstairs that I'll be making a stock from, etc., etc. So I'm still living by all my values. It's just full on at the moment. And I just haven't got time to be producing any podcasts or editing any videos. I've got two or three videos that I've filmed that I just haven't had the time to edit and upload. So that's where we are, unfortunately. I'm really, really sorry. And I was going to be taking a month off anyway at the end of the season. I'm just really, really sorry that it's come in this impromptu fashion. And thank you to everyone who's reached out and checked that I'm okay. I absolutely am. And, I'll be back in a few weeks. So that's all I've got to say, really. With regards to my September challenge, I kind of have been doing it, but much more low-key. You know, I got through the first week with all of my home-produced meals. I've got videos that I've recorded on that, and I think we're just going to have to wait until I've got more time to sit down and make some notes and disseminate everything for me to kind of share this September's journey with you. There's just far too much for me to try and get on top of and deliver on this podcast in a way that is worthy of it. And I don't want to be producing content that I'm not happy with. I don't want to be producing content that I'm not proud of. I don't want to be producing podcasts for the sake of it and squeezing them in, recording them when I'm in the car or, you know, whatever it might be. I want to be doing a proper job when I'm doing it. So that's why I'm having to take this hiatus a little bit early, and I just ask for your patience. Please bear with me. I'll be back really soon. I promise I'm not going anywhere. So yeah, that's about it. Thank you for all of your well wishes and everything else. We're going to be just fine, and I just need to get over this hump of getting set up and get this job up and running off the ground, and then I'll be back to myself. But until then, thanks for listening, guys, and I'll speak to you as soon as I can. Cheers. This episode of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast was brought to you by our patrons. You guys are awesome. If you'd like to support the show, there's lots of ways you can do it. The easiest of which is just to like and review it wherever you get our podcasts. You can also tell somebody about it, whether that's on social media or just face-to-face with a friend who you think might benefit from it. But however you support our podcast, we really, really appreciate it. If you'd like to become a patron, please consider doing so by going to patreon.com/selfsufficienthub. However you support the podcast, it's listeners like you that make all of this possible. Thank you ever so much for listening, and I'll speak to you really soon.